The federal opposition has accused the acting Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, of nepotism after her partner was appointed a men's health ambassador. Tim Matheson is one of six men selected to help develop Australia's first men's health policy. The National Senate leader, Barnaby Joyce, says Mr. Matheson, a former hairdresser, doesn't have the credentials for the job. From Canberra, Kieran McKechnie reports.
When the Health Minister Nicola Roxon fronted a media conference yesterday to announce six new men's health ambassadors to get Australian blokes talking about their health problems, the acting Prime Minister's partner Tim Matheson was by her side. As a former hairdresser, he told reporters he had an ideal background to take on the job.
That space in a hairdressing salon for women and for men, they open up way better than they do if they're even a psychologist or a psychiatrist or in a doctor's or a GP's.
But the National Senate leader, Barnaby Joyce, is far from convinced.
Well, I don't want to go out on a limb, but I'm not quite sure whether health care is hair care, and that seems to be the credentials for this appointment. And, are we now going to have hairdressers as a Medicare item? I don't know. I think there could have been far better candidates out there who are psychiatrists, psychologists, doctors, dentists, ophthalmologists. But instead, we've got a hairdresser.
He says his hairdresser is the last person he'd ask for healthcare advice.
Sometimes I ask them what's going to run well at Doomden, but I haven't really asked him about the intricacies of where our health economy is and where the predominant concerns are in health issues of the day. But maybe I shall readdress my questions in a more pertinent fashion, considering Julia's appointment.
Senator Joyce thinks the appointment smells a lot like nepotism.
The question has to be asked, are you truly the best candidate? If you're truly the best candidate, there are no problems. But if you are appointed by reason of a relationship, then that's the oldest one in the book. It's called nepotism, and it stinks.
But the government says the appointment had nothing to do with Julia Gillard. It says Mr. Matheson was selected by the health minister because the government wanted to hear from a variety of voices from all walks of life.
Kieran McKechnie reporting.